Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashanthi Nilayam, bringing you live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. Due to the extended sessions in the Sai Kulwant Hall, during the grand and glorious Dasara celebrations here in Prashanthi Nilayam, we were not able to conduct the regular Thursday Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. The last week during the Dasara celebrations here in Prashanthi Nilayam, the entire atmosphere was charged up and sanctified by the reverberating Vedic chants, and the air is suffused with the vibes of the sacred Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna. Our Lord Sai presided over the entire week-long yajna as the Yajna Purusha himself, which gave us all the opportunity to collectively pray for the universal peace and prosperity. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. With recharged energy, we shall now carry over the regular chanting and recitation of the Vedic mantras to make our Lord Sai happy. The time now in our studios is 6:18, and this is Ganesh of Team Radio Sai inviting you all to this week's Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. We have with us Praveena sir to teach us the second part of the Taittiriya Upanishad, the Brahmananda Valli. Before that, he would like to answer some questions which were posed in the last class. Over to Praveena sir.
Om Sri Sai Ram. We shall start our session with Ganapati Prarthana Mantra, chanting together.
Om Gananantva Ganapati Gum Hava Mahe Kavim Kavina Mupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvan Notivisidasaranam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Virvajini Vati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
As we had introduced earlier, the Taittiriya Upanishad having three important mantras, Shikshavalli, Brahmanandavalli and Bhriguvalli. So all these three mantras are said to be of great significance. And you can see in the first mantra, the Shikshavali, what we already learnt earlier, the pronunciation part of it. But the second part, which comprises of both the mantras, that is Anandavalli and Bhriguvalli, discusses about the higher philosophies. As all of us know, among the Vedangas, Shiksha deals with the pronunciation, Vyakarana with the grammar, Chandas with meter and poetry, Nirukta with etymology, Jyotisha with astronomy, and Kalpa with the procedural aspects of Vedic karmas. The question comes, why should one be careful in reciting mantras? There are mantras to be recited in a high pitch tone, short, long, etc. And also there are differences in the intensity of effort, pronunciation of sound in the middle tone and conjunction of several sounds, etc. on various mantras. Hence, carelessness will lead to evil. The mantras, when wrongly used, conveys not the intended idea and the meaning. That speech or prayer will ruin the worshipper. That's why the importance of pronunciation part was discussed elaborately in the Shikshavalli, but the later mantras, two important mantras, Anandavalli and Bhriguvalli. Bhrigu, the son of Varuna, tells him that Brahman is food, prana, the senses, manas, walk, etc. But since the son soon learns that these are not Brahman, he declares that Brahman is that from which these are born and by which they live and function. The physical body is the gift of annam. The prana or the vital air have the body as a vehicle. So, annam should not be slighted. Since the physical body is the transformation of food, it has the annamaya kosha. The vital air from, they actually form the another sheath called pranamaya kosha. It weighs between good and bad, right and wrong, in the sheath of mind or the manomaya kosha. When it fixes upon a step with a purpose in view, it is a function of vijnanamaya kosha. When the joy of achievement is tasted, it is the anandamaya kosha that functions. This is what Bhagavan has told in his discourses. And all these important five koshas, annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha and anandamaya kosha, they are subtler to one another. As we move further, the gross body, which is sustained by the foot, the annamaya kosha, then comes the manomaya kosha, which is subtler than the annamaya kosha, then vijnanamaya kosha is still subtler, manomaya kosha is still subtler, anandamaya kosha is still subtler. So you can see, in the final stage of anandamaya kosha, one is able to achieve the highest bliss, the ecstasy, with which he is able to experience the Brahman himself. Annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha and anandamaya kosha thus form the five sheaths. And especially in the Brahmananda Valli, which discusses about all these aspects and how when one experiences the highest stage and reaches out to the Brahmananda or the final kosha, anandamaya kosha, he experiences the bliss and also he sings out divine with the divine ecstasy, which has been narrated clearly in this mantra. So for everything, you can see, it is the body which acts as the basis, the foundation. Body has to be sustained, nourished well. Annadvai praja prajayante. It is a food which sustains all the prajas, all the beings. Jata nyanyena vardhante. And it is the growth of all the beings takes place because of the food. So that is the importance of food. However, one cannot live only at the level of food, but he has to move forward in the path of spirituality by trying to know the next sheath, entering into the next sheath, and subsequently the other sheath, and finally reaching out to the highest status of Brahman himself. We shall start today learning this Brahmananda Valli, for which we will start with the Shanti Mantra Sahana Bhavatu chanting together.
Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
You can repeat after me once.
Brahmavida apnoti param. Brahmavida apnoti param.
Tadesha bhyukta.
Tadesha bhyukta.
Satyam jnanamanantam brahma.
Satyam jnanamanantam brahma.
Yo vedanihitam guhayam.
Yo vedanihitam guhayam.
Parame vyoman.
Parame vyoman.
Yo vedanihitam guhayam. Parame vyoman.
Yo vedanihitam guhayam. Parame vyoman.
So usnute sarvan kamaan saha.
So usnute sarvan kamaan saha.
Brahmana vipasti vipaschiteti
brahmana vipaschiteti
smadva etasmadatmana akashasambhutah
tasmadva etasmadatmana akashasambhutah
akashadvayuh
akashadvayuh
vayorhagnihi
agnerapah
adbhyah prithive prithivya oshadhayah oshadibhyonnam annat purushah
sava
esha purusho narasamayah
tasyedameva shirah
ayam dakshinah pakshah ayam uttarah pakshah ayamatma
idam puchham pratishtha
tadapyesha shloko bhavati we'll chant together this first paragraph.
Brahma vidāpnoti param tadeśābhyukta satyam jñānam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhāyām parame vyoman so oshnute sarvān kāmān saha brahmaṇā vipaschiteti tasmādvā etasmādātmana ākāśasambhūtah ākāśādvāyo vāyoragnih agnerāpah adhyah prithive prithivyā oshadayah oshadibhyonnam annat purushah sava esha purusho narasamayah tasyedameva shirah ayam dakshinah pakshah ayam uttarah pakshah ayamatma idam puchham pratishtha tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
We'll continue. Repeat after me once. Annadvai prajah prajayante yah kascha prithivega shritah atho anne naiva jivante
atho anne naiva jivante
athainadapiyantyantatah. Please repeat. athainadapiyantyantatah annagumhi bhutanam jeshtham
tasmat sarvaushadamuchyate
sarvam vaite namah
namapnuvante
sarvam vaite namapnuvante
nam brahmopasate
yenam brahmopasate
annagum hi bhutanam jeshtham
annagum hi bhutanam jeshtham
tasmat sarvaushadamuchyate
अन्नाद्भूतानि
जायन्ते
अन्नाद्भूतानि जायन्ते
जातान्येन वर्धन्ते
जातान्येन वर्धन्ते
अद्यतेति च भूतानि
अद्यतेति च भूतानि
तस्मादन्नन्तदुच्यत हिते
तस्मादन्नन्तदुच्यत हिते
तस्माद्वा एतस्मादन्नरसमयात्
तस्माद्वा एतस्मादन्नरसमयात्
अन्योन्तर आत्मा प्राणमयः
अन्योन्तर आत्मा प्राणमयः
तेनैष पूर्णः
तेनैष पूर्णः
वा एष पुरुषविध एव
स वा एष पुरुषविध एव
तस्य पुरुषविधताम्
तस्य पुरुषविधताम्
वयम् पुरुषविधः
अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः
तस्य प्राण एव शिरः
तस्य प्राण एव शिरः
ज्ञानो दक्षिणः पक्षः
व्यानो दक्षिणः पक्षः
अपान उत्तरः पक्षः
अपान उत्तरः पक्षः
आकाश आत्मा
आकाश आत्मा
पृथिवी पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा
पृथिवी पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा
तदप्येष श्लोको भवति
तदप्येष श्लोको भवति
Yes, we shall chant the second paragraph together, but we will chant each sentence twice. Okay, we'll start chanting together.
Annadvai praja prajayante, annadvai praja prajayante, yakastya prithivi gushrita. Yakastya prithivi gushrita.
Prithivi doesn't carry upward intonation.
Yakastya prithivi gushrita. Yakastya prithivi gushrita.
Atho
anne naiva jivante. Atho anne naiva jivante. Atainadapiyantyantataha. अथैरदपियन्त्यन्ततः अन्नगुं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् अन्नगुं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते सर्वं वै ते नमाप्नुवन्ति सर्वं वै ते नमाप्नुवन्ति एनं ब्रह्मोपासते एनं ब्रह्मोपासते अन्नगुं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् अन्नगुं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते जातान्येन वर्धन्ते जातान्येन वर्धन्ते अद्यदेति च भूतानि adhyadeti cha bhutani tasmadannam taduchyata ite tasmadannam taduchyata ite tasmadva etasmadannara samayat tasmadva etasmadannara samayat anyantara atma pranamayah anyantara atma pranamayah tenaisha purnah tenaisha purnah sava esha purusha vidhayeva sava esha purusha vidhayeva tasya purusha vidhatam tasya purusha vidhatam anvayam purusha vidhah anvayam purusha vidhah tasya prana eva shirah tasya prana eva shirah vyano dakshina pakshah vyano dakshina pakshah apan uttara pakshah apan uttara pakshah akasha atma prakasha atma prithivi puchham pratishtha prithivi puchham pratishtha tadapyesha shloko bhavati tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
We'll continue with the next paragraph, but please repeat after me twice from now on. Pranam deva anupranante.
Pranam deva anupranante. Pranam deva anupranante.
Manushya pashavaschaye.
Manushya pashavaschaye. मनुष्याः पशवश्च ये
प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः
प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः
तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यते
तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यते तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यते
सर्वमेव त आयुर्यन्ते
सर्वमेव त आयुर्यन्ते सर्वमेव त आयुर्यन्ते
प्राणं ब्रह्मोपासते
ये प्राणं ब्रह्मोपासते ये प्राणं ब्रह्मोपासते
प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः
प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः
तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यत इति
तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यत इति तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यत इति
तस्यैष एव शरीर आत्मा
तस्यैष एव शरीर आत्मा तस्यैष एव शरीर आत्मा
यः पूर्वस्य
यः पूर्वस्य यः पूर्वस्य
तस्माद्वा एतस्मात् प्राणमयात्
तस्माद्वा एतस्मात् प्राणमयात् तस्माद्वा एतस्मात् प्राणमयात्
अन्योन्तर आत्मा मनोमयः
अन्योन्तर आत्मा मनोमयः अन्योन्तर आत्मा मनोमयः
तेनैष पूर्णः
तेनैष पूर्णः तेनैष पूर्णः
वा एष पुरुषविध एव
स वा एष पुरुषविध एव Sava esha purusha vidha eva.
Tasya purusha vidhatam.
Tasya purusha vidhatam. Tasya purusha vidhatam.
Anvayam purusha vidhaha.
Anvayam purusha vidhaha. Anvayam purusha vidhaha.
Tasya yajureva shiraha.
Tasya yajureva shiraha. Tasya yajureva shiraha.
Rudakshinah pakshaha.
Rudakshinah pakshaha. Rudakshinah pakshaha.
Samottarah pakshaha.
Samottarah pakshaha. Samottarah pakshaha.
Adesha atma.
Adesha atma. Adesha atma.
Atharvangirasah puccham pratishtha.
Atharvangirasah puccham pratishtha. Atharvangirasah puccham pratishtha.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavate.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavate. Tadapyesha shloko bhavate.
We'll revise this paragraph, chanting each line twice together.
Pranam deva anupranante. Pranam deva anupranante. Manushya pashavaschaye. Manushya pashavaschaye. Prano hi bhuta namayuhu. Prano hi bhuta namayuhu. Tasmat sarvayushamuchyate. Tasmat sarvayushamuchyate. Sarvamevata ayuryante. Sarvamevata ayuryante. E pranam brahmopasate. E pranam brahmopasate. Prano hi bhutanamayuh. Prano hi bhutanamayuh. Tasmat sarvayushamuchyatahite. Tasmat sarvayushamuchyatahite. Tasyaisha eva sharira atma. Tasyaisha eva sharira atma. Yah purvasya. Yah purvasya. Tasmat dvahe tasmat pranamayat. Tasmat dvahe tasmat pranamayat. Anyantara atma manomayah. Anyantara atma manomayah. Tenaisha purnaha. Tenaisha purnaha. Sava esha purusha vidha eva. Sava esha purusha vidha eva. Tasya purusha vidhatam. Tasya purusha vidhatam. Anvayam purusha vidhaha. Anvayam purusha vidhaha. Tasya yajure vashiraha. Tasya yajure vashiraha. Rudakshinah pakshaha. Rudakshinah pakshaha. Samottarah pakshaha. Samottarah pakshaha. Adesha atma. Adesha atma. Atharvangirasah puccham pratishtha. Atharvangirasah puccham pratishtha. Tadapyesha shloko bhavate. Tadapyesha shloko bhavate.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
Yadakshara pada brashtam matra hinam tu yad bhavet. Tatsarvam kshamyatam deva narayana namostute. Visarga bindu matrani pada padaksharani cha. న్యూనాని చాతిరిక్తాని క్షమస్వ సాయీశ్వర అపరాధ సహస్రాణి క్రియంతే హర్నిషన్మయా దాసోహమిది మాం మత్వా క్షమస్వ సాయీశ్వర అన్యథా శరణం నాస్తి త్వమేవ శరణం మమ తస్మాత్ కారుణ్య భావేన రక్ష రక్ష సాయీశ్వర హరిః ఓం తత్సత్ శ్రీ సాయీశ్వరార్పణమస్తు.
With this we come to an end to this week's Radio Sai Vedanta Tutor. Now I hand over the mic to Brother Bishu to take over with the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Over to Brother Bishu.